This audio is recorded from Reno Sai Baba Center Satsang. Kapi reads the quote. این audio از Satsang مرکز Reno ضبط شده و کد مورد نظر خونده میشه. دوستان فارسی زبان لطفاً توجه کنید که در انگلیسی در کوت بابا کلمه کانشنس استفاده شده که بابا میگن follow your conscience. کلمه کانشنس اگه تو دیکشنری نگاه کنین اولین ترجمهش میشه وجدان، ولی در کوت فارسی این ترجمه شده به ندای درون. بیشتر صحبت امشب و ستسانگ رینو روی این مسئله است که ست میخوان در مورد این بحث کنن که منظور بابا از این که گفته کانشستون رو دنبال کنین واقعا چی بوده، و در آخر یک مثال خیلی جالب میزنن از تجربه خودشون که تفاوت این مسئله رو برای شنونده ها مشخص میکنه.
Do not follow either the body or the mind. Follow the conscience. It is above the mind. It is permanent. It is the voice of God, the unchanging truth within you.
ذهن یا بدنتان را دنبال نکنید. ندای درون را دنبال کنید. آن بالاتر از ذهن است. آن دائمی است. آن صدای خداوند است. حقیقت غیر قابل تغییر درون شما.
I'm just going to go around and see what question. If anyone here has a question, I'm going to write it down and we'll get started. Sahar, do you have any questions about this quote?
No.
What is conscious voice?
Conscious voice?
Conscience voice. The one Baba is saying.
Baba begins to have conscience.
Yeah, yeah.
معنی این لغت رو در بیار در انگلیسی conscience.
Google says an inner feeling or voice viewed as acting as a guide to the rightness or wrongness of one's behavior.
پس این چه
وجدان بود؟کبیر میگه گوگلش کرد نوشته یه احساس درونیه که مثل یه راهنما هدایت میکنه که کدوم حرکت ها خوبن و کدوم بدن.
Well, your question is about conscience, what it means. I just felt like conscience was another way of saying conscious voice, inner voice, self, spirit, was my understanding. Or that's just what I assumed. That's an interesting question.
کلی میگه که من فکر کردم اینجا وقتی میگه conscience منظورش اینه که خود یا اون صدای درون.
Yeah, what question was yours?
When you say conscience, the English, in English, it's not conscious, right? It's conscience. Uh-huh. Okay? It's not being conscious of something. It's conscience, right? And translated as guide you to what is bad and what is good. Got it.
ساعت میگه وقتی که میگی conscience در انگلیسی نمیگی conscious که میشه آگاهی، میگی conscience هدایت میشی چه کارا خوبم و چه کارا بدم، درسته؟
Can somebody google that in Farsi to see if it's the چیز صدای وجدانه؟
من این فارسی شدیدم وجدانه.
وجدانه، that's what I thought. Okay. I'm sorry, I was just stuck in that meaning of the word in Farsi and English.
Do you think we have the right translation for Farsi?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. What was your question, Sophia?
Mine was how to recognize the difference between the mind's voice and the conscience voice. because Baba says to follow, but first I have to know, you know.
سپید میگه سوال من اینه که چجوری بتونم تفاوت ببینم بین صدای ذهن و صدای درون. میخوام دنبالش کنم ولی اول باید بدونم
چجوری تشخیصش بدم که صدای ذهن نیست.
Did you have a question? How did I ask this question?
I would also like to know more about following it, and I would like to hear more about where it is heard or what it is.
So your question is about conscience also, what it is.
And in order to follow it, where it is heard, it says the voice of God.
من گفتم من دوست دارم که بیشتر بشنوم در مورد این صدای درون و چجوری دنبالش کنیم، چجوری بشنویم.
Okay, thank you. DJ, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I think mine is just there's certain times when it's obvious that I'm hearing a voice and it's my mind and I'm able to pick that up more than I used to be. But how do I, there's other times where it's more vague, where I can't tell, is this my mind or is this, I guess the real truth is what is the term used here. How do I tell the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just to add one, I would maybe start with, like, what does it mean to follow the body or the mind? So we know not what not to do.
Mine was follow the body. Really, what does that
mean?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
و باور کردم که دنبال کردن بدن یعنی چی؟ که نکنیم این کارو. اول باید بدونیم معنیش چیه.
Okay. So, I'm going to jump into these and let's see if they start to answer each other, or is there one of these that you think we should start with?
I think you're doing a great job. Yes, I'm very curious with this one.
Okay.
I really want to know where it goes.
It feels like I'm going underwater and I'm realizing that I've bitten off more than I can chew. I'm just trying to remember these questions enough. I don't know how to answer.
No. I have a personal thing with this code.
Okay.
It's not about you.
So let's talk about the difference between what is my mind and my conscience and my conscious voice, right? So recognizing the difference between my mind's voice and, let's say, call it the voice of God or the real truth. So that brings kind of Sepid's question and Vijay's question together. And I think Vijay added, especially when it seems like it's more subtle or vague, harder to tell. So let's start there.
Can we make a boy so on shuru kunim ke chejuri tashkhis bedim bein sedaye zehn va sedaye darun makhsusan vaqti ke kheli zarife in tafavut.
Ayo in seda feeling ye jur force chi has.
Is this a sound? Is it a voice? Is it a feeling? Is it a force? What is it?
من تا حدودی صدای ذهن رو بهتر میتونم تشخیص بدم، صدای ذهنمه، ولی اینو هیچ وقت تجربه نداشتم. حتی برای کار دنیایی هم که مثلا میخوام یک کار مهمی رو انجام بدم، میرم میشینم ولی هیچ چیزی، یه سکوت خالی، مثلا انسری بگیرم، وایسی یا یه چیزی که منو هدایت بکنه این کار بکنم یا نکنم، حتی برای دنیا هم نمیتونم جوابی بگیرم.
I try, I sit, even for small worldly matters, but I can't get an answer.
Mm-hmm. One thing that is interesting, because Baba says it is permanent, it is the unchanging truth. So, to me, it's like, if you ask a question and seek to get an answer, so if you get an answer every time, it will be the same, because it's truth. But the mind play games. Every time you ask,
same question.
Not same, because he says unchanging truth.
I think the truth is unchanging. Life can come travel and share it with you.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, you're right.
So, my share is not high. I thought that year, they had to do to sit to travel from all that.
All right, you're right. Now I've got my answer.
I'll
meet you.
Please say English to me.
Yeah. Stephanie started, I didn't mean to interrupt you, I'm sorry. She says,
no.
Says that the truth here is permanent, it's unchanging, so you expect the answer to be the same, but the mind plays games. I said, why do you think the answer would be the same? Mm-hmm. It's the truth that's unchanging. I have seen the truth, our truth, give a different answer in 1 minute, three different people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's the answer that can't change.
But why is he says it's permanent?
When we talk about permanent, it's something that really... So, something of the, this is similar to some things that have been coming like from Sat lately that we've been talking about. I can't say much about permanence, but if you look at what impermanence is, when Sat says, if you knew your body, you would know everything about it, right? And
if you were your body,
you would know everything about it. Or if you look at your, if you were your mind, right, you would know how it works, right? Like, you'd understand this thing. And like, when I look at either of those, I definitely don't know how they work. Especially my mind. I have no clue how it decides what to pop up, when, why that reaction happens. So for me, when I think about that, when I see impermanence is so obvious, that permanence is more, it's a little bit more tangible.
کبی میگه که وقتی که به این نگاه میکنم که سخت میگه اگه بدنت بودی میدونستی چجوری کار میکنه، اگه ذهنت بودی میدونستی جریان از کجا میاد. اما من اصلا از ذهنم خبری ندارم، من نمیدونم چرا یه افکاری پاپ میکنه میاد بالا، بعد یکی دیگه یه عکس العملی میبینم اینا موندگار نیستن، بعد اینطوری میتونم آسونتر اون چیزی که موندگار هست رو تشخیص بدم، اون چیزی که ثابت هست، اون چیزی که ابدی هست.
If you already mastered the fact that not following the body and mind.
No.
سن دیگه تبریگی پیدا کردیم در دنبال نکردن بدن ذهن که رفتیم جلو.
Have you?
Oh no, I just took the questions I heard. Yeah, no, we'll start there. Should we start with, let's do that.
When it says do not follow either the mind or body, or the whatever, whether it is first mind or body or mind, follow. What is he saying here? It must be important. Follow. I don't think it's a good word for translation, whoever translated from Baba's language. But do not follow either the body or the mind. This is a very important part. Anybody?
سخت میگه که وقتی که میگه بدن و ذهن رو دنبال نکن، دنبال اینجا خیلی باید مهم باشه. بابا میگه دنبال نکنی. من فکر نمی کنم دنبال لغت درستی بود که از زبان هندی به انگلیسی ترجمه کردم، ولی باید خیلی مهم باشه این دنبال کردم. میگه ذهن و بدن رو دنبال نکنی. کسی
این means don't believe it. Yes, that's all it means. Don't believe that you're only the body, that you don't know how it functions, and the mind that you are clueless about and you're a slave to it. Once we start not believing it, we become more in control of it. When you believe something, you become subservient to it. Now, I'd like to know how you guys begin to not believing yourself to be the body and mind only. How does that happen?
صد میگه که یعنی باورش نکن. باور نکن که فقط یه بدنی که هیچی در مورد این بدن و کارش بلد نیستی یا نمیدونی. باور نکن که یه ذهنی هیچ خبری از این ذهن نداری و همش میخوای نوکرش باشی،
اسیرش باشی.
وقتی که دیگه باور نمی کنی، ما کنترل میاد دستمون. وقتی باور میکنی اسیرشی،
در خدمتشی.
و حالا میخوام بپرسم که شما چی کار میکنین که باور نکنین خودتون رو به عنوان بدن وازه؟
The body is not that important. Let's concentrate on the mind. If the body follows the mind, let's go to the master of the body, which is the mind. How does everybody disidentify with thoughts that constantly is convincing and moving their sentiment and their reaction around like a whirlpool? Why does everybody not follow?
سخت میگه بدن خیلی اینجا مطرح نیست، چون بدن میره بدن ذهن رو دنبال میکنه. حالا پس بریم به ارواح ذهن. حالا میخوام بپرسم که شما چیکار میکنین که با هر فکری دنبالش نرین که مرتب دارن فکرها عوض میشن، این ور اون ور میشن، احساسهای مختلف میارن بالا.
Something that's been helping me lately, or I've been doing lately, is questioning my first reaction to things. So like,
how do you do that?
So like, if like somebody says something, right, that like bothers me, and that's my first reaction, is that like somewhere in me there's something wounded, I stop and I say, what is that that feels that way? Why does it feel that way? Is what misunderstanding is there here? What's going on that I am uncomfortable right now? And what it does is sometimes it gives me some separation from it, and then it feels less punchy. And more clarity often comes from it.
میگه که من سوال میکنم، عکس العملم رو میبرم زیر سوال. سخت میگه چطور؟ کبی میگه وقتی یه چیزی منو ناراحت میکنه، اون عکس العمل میاد بالا، میبرمش زیر سوال. تو چی هستی؟ از کجا اومدی؟ چرا؟ جریان از چی قرار گرفته؟ و وقتی اینا رو میبرم زیر سوال، یه جدایی به وجود میاد و این جدایی برام یه روشنایی بیاره.
For me, the practice that I've been lately doing is to be open and let this ego break. Every time I'm aware of that I'm defending, I call what you said defending. Many times a day that I'm defending myself, I ask that question. Who is it that you're defending? I don't know anything about truth. I might have some, like, in 1 minute here, 2 minutes there of silence, but still I don't know what is truth. But because you told me that you are not this body and this mind, every time I catch it, I accept that what you told me, and that acceptance takes me to a stop. So that is what I've been lately doing, and not defending this ego, and that helps me a lot. And I'm so thankful for that. من گفتم که تمرین من، این تمرینی که این چند وقته دارم انجام میدم، اینه که باز باشم و بذارم این ایگو بشکنه و ازش دفاع نکنم. در طول روز هر بار که هی آگاهم و دارم میبینم که چقدر دارم دفاع میکنم، هر وقت که دارم دفاع میکنم این سوالو میپرسم که داری از کی، از چی داری دفاع میکنی؟ من هیچ چیزی راجع به حقیقت نمیدونم. شاید یه دقیقه این و دو دقیقه فقط تونستم تو این همه سال سکوت رو تجربه کنم، ولی صد به من گفته تو این بدن و این ذهن نیستی. من اعتماد به صد دارم و اینو باور کردم. این باور هر موقع که آگاهم به هم کمک میکنه و یه استاپ برام میاره که نرم و هی دفاع نکنم و بذارم که این ایگو بشکنه.
I think my answer is really simple, but I really think it's because you told me I'm not the mind. Mm-hmm. And it resonated. And then you showed me something inside that's so much greater. Mm-hmm. So I accepted it. And so then when it comes, I'm like, I'm not you. I'm not you. I'm not you. Mm-hmm. Stop, 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 stop.
بها میگه که جواب من خیلی ساده است. تو به من گفتی سر چون که من ذهن نیستم و من باور کردم و یه چیزی به من درون خودم نشون دادی که خیلی از این ذهن بزرگتره و وقتی که ذهن میاد بالا فوری میگم نه من تو نیستم، من تو نیستم. استاپ استاپ استاپ.
برای من بیشتر مواقع اون چی که قبل تمرینم این بود که باشم، هی برم توی قلبم باشم باشم، ولی مدتی که شما رو من گفتین فاصله بین این اگه مداوم نباشه این بودنا دوست بالا میاد و اونجا باید شناسایی بشه با پرسش و سوال کردن و هم هویتی نکنی استاپ. اینو خب یه موقعی هوشیار هستم بهش، یه موقعی بهش هوشیار نیستم. مواقعی که هوشیار باشم سه تا چیزی که بهم کمک میکنه همین رفتن تو قلب باشم و اخیراً هم که میدونستم، یعنی اینو بارها گفتیم شما، سوال کردم برای من بیشتر کیه؟ کیه که ناراحته؟ کیه که دفاع میکنه؟ و اون فاصله ها حدودی احساس میکنم با افتاده این فاصله، ولی اون که اون قدری باشه که من بگم من تو نیستم نشده، با اون شدت نیستش. هنوز همچنان دور میکنم و این کشمکش هستم، ولی اون چی که الانم بازم اخیراً شما چند پیش بهم گفتید دفاع نکردن و دفاع نکردن با این یک کمک خیلی بزرگی به من میشه که انشاءالله تو استفادهش کنم و بشه یه
سهیلا سست. My practice used to be and stay in the region of the heart. But you pointed out to me that if we don't question, then if we're not continuously in the state of being, the thief can come up again. So we have to question, we have to stop so that we don't identify with what we are not. So I'm not always aware, but when I am, the things that help me are to stay in the region of the heart, to be and to question. My question is who? Who is upset? Who is defending? Yes, I still get fooled, but thankfully there's less struggle now.
I would just add that I think a bunch of people mentioned, I think the key step is just understanding that we're separate from the mind. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing watching everybody in the world and how few people are able to make that first step. And everyone's so attached to that and understanding that they are the mind. Mm-hmm. Well, once you can do that, for me, the experience is just to watch more and more and be aware of my mind and what it's doing and to catch it. And even when you think you have that solved, there's still a lot more tricks that are being played. And I think we all have certain biases. So when I'm trying to make a decision, I'm always trying to go beyond the mind. But even then, I have certain biases where a certain decision is going to make me feel more comfortable based on my political views or whatever it may be, and it's hard to get beyond that, but I find that watching myself and watching my mind more and more helps me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is very hard when you are in an outside world of business and competition and I call that self-dignity. Self-dignity is to choose what gives you peace more than to choose what does not give you peace, even if it appears to be a better choice. In the long run, always the better choice supports your gain because you support it. You see, in the world they don't do it this way. They support that part hoping that it brings them peace. Mm-hmm. But in this type of approach that we are doing, once you support your peace, which is the same as silence, and silence is God, that priority somehow begins to support your decision making.
ویجی میگه که خیلی به این اشاره کردم، ولی برای من خیلی مهم بود که شروع کنم که این فاصله رو ببینم که من ذهن نیستم. در دنیا میبینم که همه فکر میکنم ذهنم و خیلی بهش وابستم و سعی میکنم که تماشا کنم که آگاه ذهن باشم و کلک هایی که میزنه و معاوراش برم، اما در دنیا میبینم وقتی میخوام تصمیم بگیرم یه تصمیم های بیشتر مثلا به عادت هم و
نه، برای اجتماع سخته که باید با اجتماع پیش بری، باید با این
سخت میگه آره سختی وقتی که بیرون توی بازار کار میکنی، توی بیزنس با رقابت. من به این میگم خود دیگنیتی. چی میشه به فارس؟ خود
احترام به خود.
احترام به خود یعنی اون چیزی رو انتخاب میکنی که برای صلح میاره بیشتر از چیز دیگه، حتی اگه اون چیز دیگه به نظر اجتماع یا به نظر
صحیح در بیاد. و همین انتخاب تو باعث میشه که انتخاب صلحی که کردی باعث میشه که پشتوانه تصمیمت بشه،
به جایی که در دنیا که میخوان که سوال رو پیدا کنم.
نه
میخوان که
آره برعکس دنیا.
برعکس دنیا.
Can I share something that is not exactly
about this?
Like today happened, Dario was reading books and he was trying to catch every item, either it's food or car or airplane, anything out of that book. And then after he couldn't do it, obviously, he got angry. And then Babak told me, look, this is us. This is us, how we see the world and how we see that we think that it's real and we want to get out of it. And we, if we don't get it, we get angry, upset, whatever. But this is, we keep telling him that this is not real, Mama. It's a picture. It's a picture. And then today he mentioned, it's like, yes, that's it.
That's why the world doesn't satisfy us, because it does come, it doesn't come out of the page. Very good.
من یه مثالی که امروز دیدم این بود که داریو وقتی که کتاب عکسدار داره نگاه میکنه، هر عکسی، حالا عکس قضا، ماشین، هر چیزی که هست، هی میخواد اون عکس رو از تو کتاب بکشه بیرون و هی ما بهش میگیم که نه این عکس، این واقعی نیستش، ولی بعد در نهایت بعضی موقع عصبانی میشه از این موضوع. بعد بابر گفت نگاه کن ببین این داستان من و توه، این داستان ماه که فکر میکنیم این دنیا اینقدر واقعیه، هی میخوایم ازش بکشیم، بعد اگرم نگیریم اون چیزی رو که میخوایم عصبانی میشیم، ناراحت میشیم، همه این اتفاقا واسه ما میفته، بعد خودمون داریم به این بچه میگیم این واقعی نیست، صد در ما میگه این واقعی نیست، این که داری میبینی واقعی نیست که تو بخوای یه چیزی ازش بگیری.
بعد میگه برای همینه که دنیا نمیتونه ما رو ارضا کنه، چون که نمیتونیم چیزی رو از این تصویر در بیاریم.
Do you think we can go one step more to talk about
that?
So we talked about not following either the body or the mind, but he says then follow the conscience. Can we agree on this definition at this point, or are we still up in the air on it?
I haven't solved it with myself. Baba said to me in the first interview, he said, listen to your conscious voice. The translation to conscious voice is wisdom. There is a higher guidance within all of us that it calls wisdom or conscious. That's where my confusion comes. That goes by the memory of good and bad. Mm-hmm. Like if you want to get close to the edge of a mountain, something in you says, be careful, back up. If you want to make a decision that would be against someone, this conscious voice says, do you really want to hurt that person? If you want to lie, that voice says, do you really want to go? It all connected to your own conscious, meaning that what you have developed, some people cannot hear it because they have gone against it so much, what is really good for a society, for the family. And those are the people that don't even feel bad when they mm-hmm. do something wrong to the people. They don't have any remorse. But some have it a lot. They feel guilty to even think about doing someone wrong. To me, that's conscious. Now, that knows better that this is bad, this is good. But then there is a voice of that comes from the depth of the silence, and you wanted to know where it comes from. It comes from the heart up. The location of mind always being in the heart. This does not interfere with what is good and bad. But when you go to it, it embraces you in such a peace and okayness that as if to say, I am with you, all is well, thou art in me, fear not. These are the things that comes from this. And really, it's not so much about good and bad, but it is much deeper. I call it ilham in Farsi, not vujdan. Mm-hmm. This is why when they translate it as conscious, Mbawayin, it said conscious. To me, conscious, I could be totally mistaken, but that has been my experience. Conscious always was from registering what is good and what is bad throughout our years of staying on this earth. And it spits it out. So, I don't know if anybody else has any other experience. Like with me, it's always... That's how you know it's not your mind. It is very, very comforting. There is no threat in it. There is no do's and don'ts. There is this cover of extreme protection that you it comes with it with feeling, and the guidance is different than when your intelligent or intellect tells you what to do or not to do. For me, in past. The closest I can come was like a voice of a mother that knows is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. But the way Baba talks, I really want to understand what it means. I really don't know if he's referring to conscious voice as the one I refer to as the inner voice, or is something else.
کلی میگه که این کلمه کانشنس سچون به نظر درسته. سچ میگه هنوز من نتونستم اینو برای خودم
حلاجی کنم در کنم. برای که ترانسلیشنش وجدانه. وجدان از چیز میاد، از خوب و بد میاد و کانسیکونس نتیجه های خوب و بد میاد. یعنی وجدان میگه این کار نکن. بعضی ها بی وجدان هر کاری هم بکنن احساس ناراحتی نمی کنن، بعضی اینقدر وجدانشون زیاده که حتی اگه فکر یک کار بدی رو بکنن تا در روز نمیتونن بخوابن. وجدان اینه، ندای درون همیشه احساس میکنم که از قلب میاد و مثل یه مادر مهربونه، خیلی قبول میکنه، خیلی understanding داره و راجع به بد و خوب اصلا نیست.
حالا نمیدونم که آیا بابا داره راجع به اون حرف میزنه یا من برداشتم از کانشس فورس غلطه. این هیچ وقت نتونستم هضمش کنم. So if you guys can help me, you have more information on that. No, don't laugh. I'm being really serious.
من سر چون یه چیزی برای من واضح شد در این کود که یه جوری به من کمک کرد. نمیگه وجدان خودتو دنبال کن، میگه the conscience، یه وجدان هست. فکر کردم شاید یه سورسی هست که اون درست هدایتت میکنه، نه خوب و بد، ولی اونی که برای تو درسته. و من اینطوری
That would be inner voice, because conscious is vujdan. Vujdan is always. What is vujdan? Can you guys?
Well, Farnaz wrote that if there's four meanings in Farsi, and she wants me to read them to you.
Oh, okay.
It's vujdan, zamir, batan, and del.
And vujdan, zamir, batan, del.
Vujdan,
zamir, batan, del.
So if we go with the other words, it would be like what I'm talking about. I just want you to know the difference, guys. That sometimes you put your decision in the do's and don'ts, and then you miss, because it comes from the mind. You miss what the heart is saying, which is a zamir or... okay, so that's what it means.
So you're saying that, sorry, go on.
Yeah.
You're saying that the definition of conscience as is, it lives within the mind still.
It does, except with the other translation, which I didn't know about, then he talks about what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. It is a one permanent isness that only expresses in a flow of truth from your heart, from the silence.
We're assuming Baba means that one, though.
We're assuming that Baba means that one, but I always had problem with that because the only translation I have... In English, when you say conscience, don't you think that you have to be certain way? You have to behave better?
Good.
You have to be a better person? This being my take on that, and I always stayed away from that word, and Vijay agrees with me. It gives that feeling when you say be conscious, be, yeah. But the ones that it really sits in my heart, and I want us to really understand, because some of you don't know if it's coming from the mind or the heart, I just wanted to let you know the difference. The one that is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, you cannot really hear it or feel it unless you have gotten used to silence. People that are really active in the world, they cannot catch it. It's very, very subtle. So between all of those translation that she sent, a couple of them says what I'm saying. Now, can anybody tell me what is the voice of God? Does God have a voice?
فرناز یه چند تا ترجمه فرستاد برای این کانشنس و سخت میگه آها، حالا اینا نزدیکتر هم به اون چیزی که ما داشتیم صحبت کردیم در موردش، چون کانشنس اگه وجدان بخوای بگی هنوز در ذهن هست و اگر بخوای تصمیم بگیری با ذهن با این خوبه با این بده قلبو نمیشنوی. و بعضیتون پرسیدین که چجوری بدونی اگه ذهن داره حرف میزنه یا صدا مال اون صدای درونه، و سخت میگه اگه خیلی فعال باشی در دنیا نمیتونی اون صدای درون رو بشنوی، باید اول با سکوت آشنایی پیدا کنی.
The closest I can get for you guys to can tell what is the
inner voice and what is coming from your memories. When you take a truth that is being taught to you or heard, and you're sitting and meditating and you're being very calm and quiet, and all of a sudden the meaning of it is revealed to you, that revealing is the conscious voice.
Mm.
بعد میگه نزدیکتری که میتونم بهتون بگم این صدای درون چی هست، اینه که وقتی که یه حقیقت رو میشنوید یا یکی داره یه حقیقت رو بهتون یاد میده و بعدش میشینی مدیتیشن میکنی، خیلی آرومی و یه دفعه این برات باز میشه، اون صدای درونه.
Or you're driving the car, all of a sudden something within you discovers one of the truth, and for the first time you really see it, that is, I will call, voice of God. That is the reality, the Sat in you, revealing itself to guide the dream home back home.
سر میگه یا در ماشین دارین رانندگی میکنین و یه دفعه یه چیزی در درون تو یه حقیقت رو کشف میکنه، این من بهش میگم صدای خداوند.
I'll give you an example of, Baba said listen to your conscious voice to me at, on 83 Christmas Eve, and I believed it to be that I have to really watch my thought not to go to anything that is not desirable or this and that, and listen to the judgment that is within you as a conscious voice. Make sure you don't do this, you do this, and my life testified to that. I let go of a lot of things, and a few months later, after having done a lot of meditation, a lot of devotion, and a lot of crying for Baba, we were at the airport of Bangalore coming back to Bombay and then coming back to United States. I was had an extreme depression at that day because I was just exhausted, tired of correcting myself, and I also had a cold and a fever. I never forget, that was the first time, it was the loudest things ever. As I was going to give my luggage, something in me, I cannot describe if it was a voice, awareness, what it was, but it was very, very tangible, said, "Do not fear, I will take care of you." And everything vanished. The illness, the depression, the exhaustion, everything was gone. Then I realized in that moment, this is what he means. Not that. That's why I wanted to share tonight with you guys, so that a lot of you don't know where it is. That's how it was for me. And it came from below and it filled me up. It was more real than my illness, that's for sure, because it was permanent. So we go back to the other sentence about permanent. If it wasn't permanent, it wouldn't be able to relieve me of something temporary. Fear not, I will take care of you. And then it continued for years and years. It continued, it began to live my life. This contact started living my life. The encouragement, the embracement that this source gave me, then later on turned to wisdom, to to all of this stuff that we're doing, all the tools came from that source. So is that conscious voice? Whatever it is, I just wanted you to know that there are difference between what the mind judges you as good and bad and gives you guilt and pride, and there is this source.
Thank you, sir.
I think that this study circle we will remember, and I didn't mean to say anything to you. I always had problem with anything that came with conscious, so I'm glad you brought it. Mm-hmm. It helped me.
Thank you.
بعد میگه که بابا به من در یه اینترویو خصوصی در سال 1983 شب قبل از کریسمس گفتش که به صدای درونیت گوش بده.
نه گفت به صدای وجدانت یا هرچی که این conscious means.
من فکر کردم یعنی بعد برم خونه و خیلی خودم رو مواظب خودم باشم که با فکرهای
گوش بدم چی خوبه چی بده چی کار بکنم چی کار نکنم. گوش بدم به این قضاوت هایی که به نظر خودم خوباش رو انتخاب کنم conscious voice.
و کاملا این کار کردم و خیلی چیزا رو رها کردم و یه روز توی فرودگاه بودیم در هند داشتیم برمیگشتیم به آمریکا و خیلی حالم بد بود، خسته بودم، تب داشتم، سرما خورده بودم و افسرده بودم و دیگه خسته شده بودم از خودم رو سلیح کردم،
از تسلیح کردن خودم.
و یه دفعه یه چیزی در درون من بلند بلند گفت نه ترس، من از تو مواظبت میکنم و همه چی مخ شد. و در اون لحظه فهمیدم که منظور بابا این بود، نه اون کاری که من میکردم. و میخواستم این رو شیر کنم با تون، چون یه چیزی بود که از زیر، از اینجا زیر قلب یه دفعه اومد بالا و کل وجود من پر کرد و از مریضی من خیلی بزرگتر بود و طوری که بابا در این خود میگه موندگار بود. اگه نبود نمیتونست که یه چیز
موقتی رو
از بین ببره، یه چیز موقتی رو نمیتونست از بین ببره. نه ترس، من از تو مراقبت میکنم. و ادامه داشت این قضیه سالهای سال و زندگیم پر از قوت قلب شد از این منبع که بعداً ازش خیرت‌های بزرگ اومد بیرون و بعداً ازش ابزارها اومدن بیرون. شما پرسیدین فرق بین از ذهن و این منبع چیه؟
اینه.
Just thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, everyone.